All right, let's bow in prayer, and then we'll have our hymns devotion this evening. Our Father and our God in heaven, we just always appreciate you so very, very much for your bountiful watch care and concern over us. Appreciate that you're a very present help in time of need. We're just thankful for your spiritual blessings you provided through Jesus, your Son. We're thankful for that forgiveness of sins and the hope that lies within us. We pray this evening that you will bless the needs that we have in the congregation here. We're mindful of those who are traveling, and we've asked for safe journey from you. We pray that blessing from above. Bring family and friends home safely. So many of our number are experiencing illnesses or on recovery road, and we ask that continued blessing of recovery. And we ask always to keep you help us to keep our eyes open for opportunities for ministry and service. Help us to fulfill our discipleship, our stewardship. And in all things, we pray that you receive the glory and the honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, our singing. So we go. Pam, I'm going to start on your side this evening if you have one ready. If not, well, I'll start on the other side. I don't have one ready, she said. Jim and Sharon, do you have one or you're still looking one up? 893. I'll still work my way around here. 893. Page won't turn. Oh, I haven't sung this in a long while. 893. Well, that seems high. 893.
Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hushed in thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere, beautiful Isle of somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of somewhere the load is lifted, close by an open gate, somewhere the clouds are rifted, somewhere the angels wait. Somewhere, beautiful Isle of somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew, beautiful Isle of somewhere.
Right, Mike, do you have a favorite? You want I'll Fly Away? Jesse, you'll have to choose another one when it gets down to you. Eight five one. Eight, five, one.
Sun glad morning, when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home realm hot, God's celestial store, I fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days, and then I'll fly away. To a land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
All right, Jesse, Carol. 3:8-6. Okay. 3:8-6. Sing all three stanzas of this one. Tells a story. 3:8-6.
Why did the Savior heaven leave and come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive, because he loved me so? He loves me. He loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loved me so. Why did the Savior mark the way, and why temptation know? Why teach and toil and plead and pray? Because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Oh, I feel the garden's dreadful dross, why through his trials go? Oh, I suffer death upon the cross, because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so.
Song reminded me next Sunday night, I'm going to begin a lesson on the Passover weekend. And main sections, I'll begin with the... I think there were 9 events that took place in the upper room. I'll share that with you. When they leave the upper room, they go to the Garden of Gethsemane. There's half a dozen events that take place there. You have to go to the different Gospels to find all of them, or to where they're all revealed. After the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is arrested, and there are 6 trials that Jesus goes through, the first one being Annas, the high priest, and then Caiaphas, his father-in-law. After the trials, there are 4 things that Pilate does to try to get Jesus released. four things. And I'll share that with you. Then after the trials of Jesus, I'll give you the seven words from the cross. And then burial. Then the last one, the resurrection. So the Passover weekend will be the title of the lesson. It'll probably take a couple of weeks. But I want to do some reading. I'm not just going to summarize the the story. I'll actually read a huge section of text to tell the story. So look forward to that. Odell, do you have a favorite song? 147. Oh, I haven't sung this in a while. 147. Then Chris, following this song, I'll have you read our scripture and lead us in prayer also. 147.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, will be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How wonderful, how wonderful is my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
All right, Chris.
I'll be reading from Psalms 119, verse 97 to verse 104. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me, and they make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all of my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your law, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Lord, we thank you so very much for this time of worship that we get to have and celebrate with you on this first day of the week. And Lord, just as we have read, your word is not only so powerful, but so enlightening. It gives us such direction. It helps us with our morals. It helps us with our conscience and just makes us better individuals. Again, we're just so very grateful for your word and also for your son, Jesus, who came down, who left heaven, came down in human form and walked upon the earth in flesh and yet did never sin, didn't have one sin. He lived that perfect life. And again, it's because of your word that he fulfilled the law. And Lord, again, we're so very grateful because Your law is all powerful. Your word is all powerful. And it will continue to make us better people, better Christians, and more like your son Jesus in everything that we do. And it is our prayer that we will stay strong in the faith and that we will not move away from that. We know that you are the one and true living God and that you love us so very much that you gave us the most valuable sacrifice that there could ever be on earth, and that was your son. And again, there's nothing more valuable in this life than being baptized into Christ, being in him, and having all those spiritual and heavenly blessings through him. So again, Lord, we're very grateful. And again, we see that this was all part of your plan. You loved us so very much that this is what you are willing to give on your part. You sacrifice your only son. So again, Lord, thank you for your word. It's our prayer that as we continue to worship you, that we will continue to do this in spirit and in truth as we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, Dennis and Susan, you have a favorite? Oh, did I get Carol? Did I get you and Jesse? Okay, all right. Dennis, Susan?
1,005.
That beautiful star, yeah. 1,005. All right. 1,005. Getting my bifocal. All right.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guide wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good, the blessed, yondering when the crown is won. For Jesus is now the same divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way, the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
If I see the song ending way over there to the right, and people wonder where are the next words in the italics, you know. So go ahead to write. I'd like to remind people when you get to the end, it really closes out with the words in italics. Sometimes when I'm leading, I see people go, where'd they go? And they turn and they literally turn the page to see. Clarence and Barbara, you have a favorite? 464. Okay. I'll lower it just a shade. Because in the chorus it goes, because I know. Take it. Ooh, that's still high. No song.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to my pardon. And empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day, I'll cross that river, I'll fight like fire, no war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory and know he reigns. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
All right. Pam, we're on, over to your side now. 887. Oh, yeah. 887.
Oh, and the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall arise, and the splendors immortal shall envelop the skies. When the angel of death shall no longer destroy, and the dead shall awaken in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory in the morning of joy. Oh, the bliss of that morn when our loved ones we meet, with the song of the ransomed we each other shall greet, singing praise to the Lamb through eternity's years, with the past all forgotten, with its sorrows and tears. In the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory in the morning of joy.
Always, it's a habit of mine from years and years ago, I like to hold out the last note of the song. I get kidded about that at the four Sunday singings. You know, Roger Cooper or one of the others gets up there and to mimic me. They'll hold that note out and they'll walk like this holding that note out. But I just like to hold out the last note and then you take a breath to start the next stanza. It's just something I've done for years and years. People think that's kind of funny. I just hold that note out for a long time. All right. Chris, Paul, you have a song?
379.
My voice is getting raspy early tonight. 379. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Wow, I haven't led this in years. I think I can get it. Let's go with an A. No, oh, let's lower it another step. No soul, he left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha. There's no lay down his life for me. If that is at last, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that is at last, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that is at last, so even in death he remembered the thief hanging by his side. He spoke with love and compassion. Then he took him to paradise. If that is at last, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that is at last, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that is at last. And where'd you hear that song? Do they sing it at Elkhorn Boulevard or something? Or? No, no. It's a good song. I'm glad you chose that while at the end. We'll stop now.
Youth.
It's youth. We'll stop now and allow those who aren't able to assemble this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper. So you have the table, Jim? I think I have one more song before my voice will go. So one that I've been singing a couple times is number 141. 141. Sing all three.
Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. We love you, adore you. We bow down before you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Son of God, what a wonder you are. Son of God, what a wonder you are. You cleanse my soul from sin, set the Spirit within. Son of God, what a wonder you are. Holy Spirit, what a comfort you are. Holy Spirit, what a comfort you are. You lead us, you guide us, you live right inside us. Holy Spirit, what a comfort you are.
Right. Okay, usually anything else we need to highlight, emphasize, mention? Jim and Sharon, Godspeed on your journey. Anything else? Dennis? No, Jim, Susan. Those short naps do wonders. Would you consent to lead us in dismissal prayer? Okay, please do. We'll do that right now.